Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's Friday, October 24th. Coming up, a University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign designed satellite was delivered to Earth's outer atmosphere. We'll tell you how it will affect weather here on Earth. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A forensic scientist testified yesterday in the murder trial of Sean Grayson. He's a former sheriff's deputy charged with killing Springfield-area resident Sonia Massey last year. Mawa Iqbal has more from the Peoria courthouse.
Sean Grayson, who is white, is facing three counts of first-degree murder for shooting Massey. She had called 911 to her Springfield-area home for help. The prosecution called up Dr. Nathaniel Patterson. He's a forensic scientist who performed an autopsy on Massey. He says Massey died from a gunshot wound just under her left eye. The bullet missed her brain but severed an artery in her left neck, causing her to bleed out. Patterson says Massey could have survived if someone was able to stop the bleeding in time. Body camera footage of the shooting shows Grayson initially discouraging his partner from rendering aid. Grayson can be heard saying, "It's a headshot, dude. She's done." I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Danville School Board voted unanimously earlier this week to fire its finance director. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, she believes the group is retaliating against her.
Narcissus Rankin was hired as the administrator for the school district in 2015, right before Alicia Geddes was hired as superintendent. The school board dismissed Geddes earlier this year for working remotely long-term after receiving a racist threat. Rankin told the school board on Wednesday she believes she's being punished for her close relationship with the former superintendent.
What is most troubling about this process is the complete absence of any direct communication regarding my performance. At no time was I approached with concerns, offered feedback, or given the opportunity to improve or respond.
Board members did not explain why they were dismissing the finance director. The school board president says Rankin and Geddes' friendship did not play a role in her vote. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Illinois gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey is mourning the loss of one of his sons and multiple family members. Bailey announced yesterday that his son Zach, his wife, and two of their three children were killed in a helicopter crash in Montana. The couple's 10-year-old son was not on the flight. Governor J.B. Pritzker at an unrelated news conference said he and First Lady M.K. Pritzker were devastated by the news.
I cannot imagine losing a child. Losing two grandchildren and what they must be going through. That's all I can say.
A statement from the Baileys says they're finding comfort in their faith and the support they've received so far, but they're asking for privacy. Governor J.B. Pritzker says abuse is continuing in and around Chicago at the hands of federal immigration agents. Yesterday, he signed an executive order creating the Illinois Accountability Commission. He says the goal is to gather as much information as possible about the Trump administration's ongoing deportation campaign, what they're doing, when, and who it's affecting. He says eventually that will be important to have.
We have a duty to ensure that the truth is preserved so the public can know what their elected and appointed officials have done, and so the courts and the Congress can eventually hold people accountable.
The commission will hold hearings later this year, hoping to get testimony from people directly affected. Illinois House Republican leader Tony McCombie scoffed at the commission, saying it is a taxpayer-funded political stunt. Still to come, a University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign designed satellite was delivered to Earth's atmosphere. See how it will make a difference for technology here on Earth. That's coming up next on 217 Today. But first, let's check your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 61 degrees and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 38 degrees. An east wind, 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain late in the day and a high of 60 degrees. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of light rain and a low of 45 degrees. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a rain shower and a high of 62 degrees, with an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, for generations, gays and lesbians often found community in bars. That's changed in recent years, but political events and the corporate pullback from Pride have LGBT Americans thinking more about separate places they can be themselves. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
Exactly 1 month ago today, a University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign designed satellite was delivered to Earth's outer atmosphere. We're familiar with satellites that show us storm clouds here on Earth, but this observatory is focused on solar storms. Our Weather Realness podcast is hosted by U of I physics grad Maddie Stover and Stephen Nesbitt, professor of climate, meteorology, and atmospheric sciences at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. They talked with the lead scientist behind the mission.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, engines full power, and liftoff. Go Falcon, go IMAP, go SWIFO L1, and go Corruptors.
On September 24th, 2025, a SpaceX rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, delivering the Corruptors Gia Corona Observatory to space.
Joining us in the studio a few days before launch is Lara Waldrop, the Electrical and Computer Engineering Associate Professor who is leading this mission. Welcome, Lara, and congratulations.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
So, Lara, what is space weather? I'm a meteorologist, and of course, all of us know what weather is, but what is space weather and why study it?
Well, you know, so space weather describes the numerous effects of on Earth caused by solar activity. A lot of people, I think, certainly when you look at the sun, it doesn't seem to be changing over time. But in fact, it is constantly emitting a steady stream of gas and magnetic fields that can impact the Earth. So the Earth has a protective magnetic bubble and typically shields out many of these effects. But sometimes the sun enters an active phase and can emit huge blobs of very, very energetic material that can have effects on Earth. So one of the most common, I think, that people are familiar with is the aurora in both the northern and southern hemispheres. This is a direct result of solar storms hitting the Earth. But other space weather effects include things like strong current systems that can be set up in the atmosphere. They can even couple to ground currents, which can impact power distribution grids. Then they regularly affect ground-to-space communication navigation networks.
So how will the Corruptors Gia Corona Observatory provide new information about space weather?
So we've had many observations of the exosphere before, but they've never been the primary science goal of the sensor, for example, and so we just didn't have a lot of data. What the Corruptors Gia Corona Observatory will do is take image after image where the only science we're interested in is the exosphere. So we've been able to design both the spacecraft and the scientific cameras themselves explicitly with that goal in mind.
And who is this observatory named after?
So Dr. George R. Corruptors, incidentally, was a three-time University of Illinois alum. And with this being Illinois' first NASA mission, we're very excited to continue his legacy. But he was really a pioneer. He was a space physicist. He was an educator. He worked at the Naval Research Lab after he graduated from Illinois. And he invented the first camera that was able to take images of ultraviolet emission, ultraviolet light. So the human eye is not sensitive to ultraviolet light. If we could see the glow that the exosphere gives off in the ultraviolet, the night sky would not appear dark. And he developed, he invented the first camera that could do this. It was deployed by Apollo 16 astronauts on the moon. And in fact, that camera is still on the lunar surface today. What they brought home was the film canister, and it was the first image ever taken of this incredibly vast region around our Earth that emits this ultraviolet glow.
You can learn how solar flares cause major disruptions for technology and how the Corruptors Observatory could lead to better preparations here on Earth. Find out how space junk affects our atmosphere as well. The entire Weather Realness show airs tomorrow at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 8 p.m. on WILL AM 580. Or you can check it out now at the Illinois Public Media YouTube channel. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. I'm Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Public Media News Director. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with you again on Monday.